was off to the Israeli embassy that night to a dinner to be given for Shimon Peres, P-E-R-E-Z, who was the young Turk who was BG's number two at some time, his young lieutenant, and then he was, I think, BG's Minister of Defense, and now he's a member of the Moshe Dayan party. I find, last time I saw him was after one of my lectures, I think a lecture when I'd, the lectures which became the book, The Nation Reborn. And there was, somehow that staged itself in Maya Weiskopf's house, a tremendous debate between Shimon Peres and myself, he saying that Israel should have an atom bomb, and I saying no, he being this hawk, and I being the dove, in the very early days of hawks and doves. And people stood around, 20 or 30 people, listening. He debated, he was callow, he was rough, he was unskilled. I annihilated him in debate, as we say, with advisement could annihilate somebody because he was cleverer. But Shimon Peres was the voice of the future. Shimon Peres, the line he took, of course, has been the line the Israeli government has taken there now. The whole country is hawkish, is committed to a warlike posture, is committed to Armageddon, if you like. It is committed to being crusaders and to being wiped out in time. It's terribly depressing, this. They are committed to it. And of course, every action they take burns another bridge and prevents an effective peacemaking policy. The only difference with me now is that I accept it, that the Israeli who I love are like that. I no longer find I can fight against it. How can I fight against it? And so I tend there to say, well, it's too late, I back them. And I back them, funnily enough, more loyally now, because there's no alternative to backing them now. They have destroyed the alternative.